Stuart, first off, your reaction to the cup draw. It's a pretty tricky one, but you'll have memories, I suppose, of 2018 and that famous win in the EA Sports Cup.
Yeah, obviously, as you say, a tricky one is an understatement. You know, top team in the country, finalists last year, champions last year. Yeah, it'd be a tricky one. You know, the one thing in our favour is a home draw, so we take that as a positive. Probably, unfortunately, would it be a home draw? Probably, crowds won't see it. So hopefully, it'll be one for the streaming lads, and we can get a good game out of it for those who tune into that. Like so. Yeah, not a favourable draw for us, but as we say, we'll take it as it comes. We've got a few games before that, so we'll see where it takes us, and we'll be ready for the challenge on the day.
And obviously, you'll be reminding the lads of what happened in 2018, saying there's no reason why we can't go and do that again.
Yeah, exactly. You know, as you said, the 2018 one, you know. We upset them there on that day, so we keep that quiet for a while until after the game maybe, and then we can talk about that one. But yeah, seriously though, there's no reasons why we can't put up a good game against them and see where it takes us, as we did on, as you said, 2018 in the EA Sports Cup. You know, we stood up to them that day, so to speak, and we got our rewards. We took the chance when it came our way. So no reason, as we're saying, that those things can't happen. Hopefully, between now and then, we have a full and fit squad. That's all raring to go for that one. You know, the bit of glory in the cup, so to speak. Everyone wants a little cup run, so we're no different to that as well. So. Yeah, it's a good one for the lads as well, for the whole squad. You know, again, they're probably thinking, oh, you know, we wish we'd got a different one, which is only understandable. But then when it sinks in the next day or two, they'll be up for the challenge thinking, right, you know let's see what we're up against as the best team, and they can, you know, can judge themselves against as we say, some of the best players in the league. So it's up to them to you know, raise their game on the day. But there's, as we said, and history has shown, no reason why we can't do that. So,
and sure, looking back on Saturday's game now, now that you've had a few days to think about it, how pleased were you with your performance? And I suppose, what are the positives you can take out of that now going into Friday's game?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the positives was the way we played. You know, after the game, we in the dressing room, it felt like a loss. The players were disappointed with themselves, obviously, and that they felt they'd given the game away. You know, at 1-0 up, and from our point of view, you know, we were in no danger as such. You know, they hadn't had a spell, you know, and then the first goal, you know, it was just a lack of concentration, and we've allowed them equalise. And they've got their tails up then, and then they've put us under a spell for another 5-10 minutes, and they've got their second goal. And one of the positives out of it being that the way we responded to that, the character of the lads showed, you know, the fighting spirit, that they weren't going to give up. And we got back into it 2-2, and If we're being honest, we should have won it at the end. And if we had, I don't think there would have been any complaints from anyone who was watching the game. From a neutral's point of view, I suppose it was a cracking game to watch. 2-2, end-to-end action, you know, and finished on a high with us, what we thought should have won the game. And it would have been maybe sneaked it if because of the circumstances, but if we had got the winner, I don't think it would have been a sneak it. It would have been a deserved one for us.
Piers, can I ask you, were you kind of frustrated after the game on Saturday, but were you able to take positives from it at the same time?
We were able to take positives, but I think what was the most frustrating aspect was the week before against Bray. It was the same thing. It was a draw that we just couldn't turn into a win. I suppose looking at it from before the lockdown, they were the kind of games that we were losing, like the one against UCD when we conceded late. So to be able to get the draw, it's not the worst result, but like Stu said, it did feel like a loss after the game. The fact that we just couldn't take chances in the last few minutes and put the game to bed. I don't think it would be a distraction because we have so many games to focus on before then. I think it's two or three games within the next week before that. So it won't be a distraction, but obviously it's not the most favourable draw. But I think it's the third time in the last 3 years that we COVID drawn Dundalk now. So a lot of the lads will be familiar with it. And like Stu said as well, got the win in 2018. So hopefully we can pull something out the bag and do the same.
What kind of game are you expecting from Kevin Thiele? Obviously they're flying, so they have a good start to the season.
Yeah, and you just said it there, John, that the one is that they're the informed team at the minute. They've hit the ground running from the start of the season. I think unbeaten all season so far. So they're the team that have as I said hit the road running. They're the form team. So as always with Pat Devlin's team, we expect a challenging game there. They're organised, they know the jobs, they know the way they play, which is so far so good for them. They've got what they've out of it, the way they play and everything. So it's for us to go up there and, for want of a better word, upset the apple cart, So we'll be going on there, and as we've said already, we take the positives from our last game, and hopefully we learn from our little lacks of concentration. These things are part of the game. We've just got to cut them out the best we can, and if we can do that, we'll be in good stead for the rest of the season. So we're going up there well prepared, as always. We know what to expect from them. The lads have got the little lowdowns on them, and we'll be in there again tomorrow, and we'll do our final bits and pieces. So, yeah, challenging match. They're the team to beat at the minute. So let's see if we can go and give them a good game and see what happens.